AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama pledges all possible resources to defeat the Islamic State group. He also tells a UN terrorism summit that the extremist group has taken root in Syria and Iraq and is resilient and continuing to expand.
There are going to be successes and there are going to be setbacks. This is not a conventional battle. This is a long-term campaign.
A congressional report finds the government has failed to stop most people trying to go overseas to join terrorist groups, including the Islamic State. Members of the House Homeland Security Committee say more than 250 Americans have joined or tried to join terrorist groups in Iraq and Syria, with dozens successfully returning to the U.S. The nation's top intelligence chief isn't confident that an agreement with China will actually stop future cyber attacks against the U.S. Sagar Meghani with more.
The deal struck last week as China's leader visited the U.S. calls for neither Washington nor Beijing to carry out or knowingly support cyber stealing of trade secrets or competitive economic information.
Well, hope springs eternal.
Testifying before John McCain and the Senate Armed Services Committee, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said the U.S. will have to watch to see if China's behavior actually changes.
Are you optimistic?
No.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards tells the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee that secretly recorded videos of group officials discussing the distribution of fetal tissue have increased threats against clinics.
These acts against women and health care providers don't reflect American values or the rule of law. And I hope this committee will condemn them.
Republicans on the committee question Planned Parenthood's need for about $500 million in federal funding a year. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 35. This is AP Radio News. A Georgia woman is scheduled to be executed tonight for the murder of her husband. Rita Foley with more.
In 1997, Kelly Gissendanner had a boyfriend who suggested she divorce her husband. But she pushed him instead to kill him, say prosecutors. Douglas Gissendanner was forced from his home and made to drive to a remote area where he was stabbed to death. The boyfriend, Gregory Owen, who killed him, is doing life and is eligible for parole in 2022. Kelly Gissendanner was sentenced to death. Two of her three now adult children ask that their mother's life be spared. I'm Rita Foley.
A federal audit suggests Medicare is being taken for a ride over mystery ambulance trips. The audit has found that Medicare paid $30 million for ambulance rides, which there are no records existing that the patients got medical care at their destination, the place where they were picked up, or anything else. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.